This podcast replay is brought to you by American Dream Lending. For purchase or refinance, call 786-802-1727. Fast approvals and quick closings. American Dream Lending. Turning dreams into a lifestyle. Call 786-802-1727 or visit adreamlending.com.
All right, so do the Dolphins have an option at quarterback, or are they stuck with Brissett, bro?
Well, are they going to go to
– the tape don't lie.
It don't lie. Jacoby missed some guys.
Yes.
He was a little sensitive about it when we spoke to him yesterday. And, you know, throughout his career, he's a guy who's been ultra-conservative. And I wrote in the Palm Beach Post that Sunday is the day to let loose. The Bucs have the worst passing defense in the NFL. They're all banged up in the secondary. Richard Sherman just came off the street. This is a chance to try to put it up, get Devontae Parker involved earlier. But, no, I think it's Brissett over Sinnott. Sinnott is not was not an option, according to Coach Brian Flores, after the last game.
Yeah, no, and listen, I understand. They don't trust him. He's young. He was playing scrubberinis when he – marveled us with his play in that final preseason game. The only thing, you know, the part that I find in that discussion, and all of that is right, he's playing lesser talent, all of that, but you don't teach the moxie that he showed you back there. You know, the way he scrambled, the way he tried to find players back there, those are things that either comes naturally, either you have it or you don't, Joe, right? I mean, where at least it intrigues me that, you know, I don't seem like I have a fighting chance that much with Jacoby, because he just keeps digging you in a hole. And then at the end, he's trying to throw the ball, you know, downfield. Well, if I don't have a chance with you, I might as well see if the young guy can surprise the hell out of us.
Yeah, I mean, they're paying Jacoby Brissett a pretty good salary for this specific reason, to fill in when Tua Tagovailoa is injured. And obviously everyone expected that at least at some point this season, Jacoby Brissett would be needed. I mean, look, he does at least have experience. And he is a guy who has shown that he can take a hit and get up. And so there's something to be said about that. I mean, this is a guy who has some leadership traits, a guy who does at least get the offense lined up. And you have, you know, still some inexperienced players on both sides of the ball. And so even though Brissett has certainly not lit it up in the last two-plus games, he is at least a little bit of a calming force. And I get the idea that this week that's been a big talking point. Mike Gesicki mentioned yesterday, the Dolphins tight end, that the leaders got the team together and had a talk about sticking together.